Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Hello?
Yes, hello, Abdul. Good afternoon. This is Ruben, Local Splash.
How are you doing, Ruben? Doing okay today?
Perfect. Yes, yes, I am. How are you doing?
Okay, I'm doing all right.
Wonderful, wonderful. Good to hear. Just following up, I understand you spoke with Lily yesterday. Is it a good time?
No.
Okay, okay. So I was talking with Tech in regards to the plan, let's say. Do you already have the number that we're going to forward that to?
No, so what happened is let go of that dispatcher for now.
Okay.
I'm just gonna wait, but did we get to the bottom of that? So what's like how we could do this?
Yeah, so basically, since, as you know, for international calls, there's different rates, right? They were basically asking me for the phone number so they can do some testing and we could see exactly how we can support that. Like we said, that's
no,
not usually...
No, it's okay. I'll get, if it's a great rate, I'll just get my... I'm going to get the open phone number. And then that way you guys can redirect that number to the open phone number, right?
Yes, you can. You can. There's other tools out there as well. But that's just, let's say if we're sending the calls directly to the Philippines, right? So they were basically just asking for the phone number. Now, in regards to, like I said, when we had Ada, right, I understand that we had some issues with the number. Now, was Ada not working for you, or was it the issue with the number that you know, which is the reason why we wanted
Ada
to pick it up?
No, Ada was perfect, okay? It's just the fact that every time we do some type of changes, Ada fucks up. Like, I be waiting on calls for a couple of days, and then I don't get nothing. I be confused why I don't get nothing. When I call myself and check, it be, you know, every time we do a change of Ada, we have to make sure it's working.
I see.
So that's what it is. So Ada was not a bad thing, but it was just fucking up when she was asking, like, what kind of specific service you're looking for when it comes to towing? What kind of specific jump start you're looking for? It was like unnecessary stuff, but I know it's just testing it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when we made the adjustment, it created an issue with the number, and that was the reason we removed it, right?
Yes.
But do you feel it was helping you, though?
It wasn't bad because when I was away, like, I seen customers that has the patience to talk to it, and I seen some customers that got no patience to talk to Ada. So it was on, like, it was for me when I don't answer the phone anyway. So, like, this stupid-ass customer, excuse my language, he was going back and forth with Ada about his name. My name is Kalen, and Ada tell him, okay, Alan, and... Man, I heard this voicemail, but I was weak, bro.
I see.
So he was talking to Ada back and forth, trying to convince AI that his name is Kalen, not Alien. I forgot about the whole show.
Really? Oh, man. I'm gonna go ahead and send that out to Tech as well, right? Because, you know, at the end of the day, we try to make it seamless.
And she was repeating stuff, you know? She was repeating stuff, too.
She was repeating a lot of stuff, okay.
Yeah. And then, but overall, Ada was not a bad turn. Like, it's not bad, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, and you know, since you mentioned that you let go in the dispatcher, and, you know, if you're not available, we can certainly have that option open as well. You know, we still have that option open. They were basically, Tech was looking into the role the dispatcher was going to play, right? Because, you know, the dispatcher, once they get the call, they need to contact the towing company, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And also, Ruben, to be honest with you, the numbers you guys provide, I never tried to test it when it comes to texting. Does it go when it comes to, like, does it text the 800 number or no?
The toll-free numbers, they don't support texting. They need to be a local number. That would be the issue.
So the best way is if I hire anybody, I might just have to give them a phone number just like me, mine. Like when the customer called, I returned their call with the 937. Because most of the time, and you know, to be honest with you, I found out when I have the local flash logged into two different devices, when I answer one, it stays ringing on the other one. So it's better to have it just on one device.
Yeah, on the other device, let's say on one device you can open the app, and then on the other device you can use it through the browser. On the browser, you know, you basically have all the features of the app. It's just that way it doesn't interfere with the phone call. If you'd like, I can help you set it up.
Okay, and then so what is the best way for the dispatcher to use the 800 number? How can we do that? If I hire somebody like in the future, I'm trying to build a system that when the system is 100%, we can go ahead and open 50 states.
Yeah, no, you're
know?
On your path.
I just want to make sure the system is right because I don't want to spend too much money on ads and then the system itself is not quite ready. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
That's why it's a one-man company for now. I'm willing to put whatever thousands of dollars when it comes to this. Like, did you find, I don't want to forget, but did you find out anything about them roads, no toll nearby?
Anything in regards
like
to
which
what,
city,
I'm sorry?
Toll nearby, which city they use?
Yeah, so on the website, they didn't mention any cities, right? In regards to where they show their website, I found out it was nationwide. I mean, when I did a search, I searched with AI. You know, I asked her to pull up, you know, different locations where that website is being promoted. It says it's nationwide.
Banks, bro. These people, they give high quotes. I don't know what kind of customers, but they get high rates, bro. It's insane. I don't know how, but, and they don't even provide a good customer service. It's not even that good.
People need the tow. People need the tow, right?
They need the tow. That's what I'm saying. They need the tow.
People
yes.
are willing to put up with bad customer service. People are willing to put up with a little heftier fee if it's going to get them out of the hole right there.
And you've seen that they also invisible. Like, they don't have... You know what's crazy? The LLC is called Towing Wig. So they don't even call Tow Nearby. It's just the domain called not Tow Nearby. Like, the LLC they got, it's not even Tow Nearby. It's Towing Wig.
Hey, yeah, so that's the magic of a good domain, right? It's definitely, you know, it has its positive impact, right? But you know, there's still
in the future, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna set up like each, let's say, five states with the website, or each. I don't want to do the whole thing with one on one website. It's gonna be too confusing.
Like a regional.
So
thing?
I might just. But and then also, bro, man, it's so crazy. I know you got nothing to do with that, but it's crazy. Like Towing Wiz, they don't have the same dispatcher keeping up with the job till the end of it. You know, like they have different people answering in different timing. I don't know how they set up that, bro. But they have different people calling different timing. Like, let's say I got a tow with them, right?
Mm-hmm.
The same person who gave me the quote is not the same person who I call and then get for the ETA. And it's all on the 800 number.
Like, it transfers it over, or they transfer it over, let's say, to somebody else?
So, like, I call, right? I call the 800 number. I need a quote.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
If I pay... And everything, and I want to check on my tow, like where is the tow truck? I'm a call, and then I'm going to talk to a whole different person. For me, I like to, you know, the same customer, like the same person keep up with the tow till the end of it. Like secure the money and pay the towing company. The same dispatcher will do all this because if something wrong with the tow, I know who to get back to.
Mm-hmm.
But what they do is somebody take collect the payment different than the somebody who's paying the towing company. It's kind of confusing, but I don't know how they set that up. But all I need to know is, if you can find out for me through AI, what's the best hot city for roadside assistance, other than, you know, Texas, and Ohio. And Ohio, I don't think Dayton is it. I think Columbus is better. But we need to open states. In order to do that, we have to manage the system first. And I don't mind staying with you guys for like whatever. Just treat me right, you know? Mm-hmm. And you want the district to know, Victor was one of the reasons I was about to leave this company. Because he never, Victor and Amy, one of the two people that, but because of you, I stayed. I'm not going to lie to you. So whoever management, if there is any feedback I could do or any survey for you, I got you.
Hey, I appreciate that very much, actually. Yeah.
I guess.
Oh, I mean, that means a lot. That means a lot. I'm here to help, so. You know, I'm with you here. Anything you need, you know, I'm gonna be on it. Unfortunately, I wasn't available yesterday, but you know, I'm back.
Okay,
back
okay.
For you. No problem.
Okay. I just need to set up the system. If you help me set up that system, which that's what you guys do, tech support. Help me set up the system all the way, and then after that, I would open all 50 states. I don't have to hire an individual back home to do it. I just can do a deal with you guys as long as you guys give me good rates like we agreed on. And then after that, everything should be cool. So it's just the fact that we have to set up the system right, you know, to where like everything is when I hire dispatchers and I give them their role, they know what to do. Like, okay, this number is going to ring on my side. I know what credential I give them. Like, for example, I have Square and Stripe, okay? Square and Stripe, both I gave access through links. You know, they have their own login and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, but when it comes to Local Splash, I have to give them my own login. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like saying instead of having a individual login, let's say for the system.
Yeah. So imagine I have 5 dispatchers. How I'm gonna log them all to the same login? Like how all they can receive calls? So that's what I want you to help me with, setting up the system. And I don't mind getting phone numbers, you know. I just need to know which one will be forwarded to which and how we can identify calls and forward it to our dispatchers.
Uh-huh. No, so, and I'll definitely bring that up to tech. I mean, based on my experience from how I believe that works is, let's say the call tracking number, the 800 number, goes to a phone number, I'm sorry. And then that phone number basically reroutes it to available agents. Now those are separate, right? Those are available online. I can look into them, you know, further.
You know, you guys specify in local, but this gonna be nationwide. So I want more. It's for me and for you guys too. If you get a company like this in the future, you guys know how to deal with them based on, you know, how many phone numbers they need or how to direct all calls to one phone number and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I'm sure we can get to a great spot where, you know, things are gonna be flowing for you, right? So it's just a matter of getting on the same page. Very confident we can do it. It's just, you know, like we said, not all customers on our end, let's say, have this broad spectrum, let's say. So we can definitely adjust. It's just a matter of getting on the same page.
So that's what I'm saying. So as long as we have a good system, I'm willing to invest more in this company. We just need more like a professional way or more stuff or more details to make the process like more smooth and, you know, everybody be happy at the end of the day.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Growth for everyone. That's what we're shooting for. So.
Well,
let me see. I did make a search. I did do a search right now, just looking for the hotspots for towing services based on Google Ads, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, for example,
good, like busy, but no, and also the cost per click is not as high. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what you got?
Let me see if it can make me a list based on the cost per click. Just one second. Okay. So, for example, the hotspots, let's say for heavyweight cities, let's say, that's what it's called, for logistics and freight, you know, for high revenue, heavy duty towing, basically. Some of the hot spots are Chicago, Memphis, say, during 2026, Columbus, Ohio has been a sleeper, actually, in regards to Columbus.
Is it good or bad?
Good. Columbus is good for heavy duty towing, okay, according to AI.
Maybe because it's so windy.
Yeah, since there's semiconductor manufacturing, EV batteries, you know, there's a lot of trucks, commercial rigs that go through the area. So that's what they're referring to. Other than that, let me see. For example, if we look at the concentration of towing jobs per capita, let's say, so, you know, it's a high concentration of work, let's say, based on the available businesses like Phoenix, Tucson, those are high location, let's say, hotspots. Phoenix and Tucson, Reno.
Tucson is in Arizona, right?
Yeah, in Arizona.
Reno, Nevada.
Reno and Las Vegas, Nevada.
Nevada, yeah.
Correct. Now, something I did notice, by the way, I wanted to bring it up on the website from Tow Nearby. They, you know, towing services usually promote themselves as a 24/7 business.
Yeah.
Are we planning on getting... We'll start promoting ourselves as that at some point?
As of right now, because the ads are running, it's the low budget, so I don't want to stretch it out all the way to 24, but in the future, definitely, because 24/7 is perfect, because all the dispatchers overseas have at least 8 to 13 hours difference with our timing. So that would allow them, you know, to do better work when they're not all night. They'd be up all day, better than being up all night. So
yeah,
for me, or for the U.S. dispatchers to run in the morning and they run the night, that'd be good. And I'm willing to do 24/7. It's just the fact that I have to build the system first, sign up all these towing companies, make sure everything is up to date. And then after that, I don't mind doing ads 24/7 in multiple states, multiple cities. It don't matter. I just gotta get to the
setup.
I just gotta get a towing list. Yes.
Set
up everything and then get the towers list after I set up everything.
Absolutely. Yeah, so I mean,
the setup first. Yep.
Main reason I bring it up is for example on the website and on the actual
website. Yeah, we have 24/7.
Let me see.
Everybody, most people have 24/7 when it comes to towing, but they don't operate 24/7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, yeah, the ads, we can keep them running at the scheduled time. I mean, that's not really a problem. But, okay, I do see 24/7 on the website. Okay.
Yeah, but they will not see us at night, so they will think we're 24/7 when they see us.
Uh-huh.
So when
yeah,
they don't see us, it's okay. Like, they don't see us anyway, even if it's at night.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, gotcha. So this doesn't have the Google profile, right? So that's irrelevant at this point.
And that's why, if you notice, they don't have a Google profile too. And that's what I told you. You remember when I told you, like, I don't want my customers, most of them, they're happy so far. I never pissed nobody off. But for the most part, you cannot make everybody happy. So I will expect bad reviews. So,
yeah.
And I don't want to be trackable anyway, even if it was an online business. Even on my Square, on my Stripe, I changed the address so they don't see where I live. They don't see the company address, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody
yeah,
sees the address.
No, I mean, that's privacy is important, right? And at the end of the day, the business that you're trying to run, like you said, since you have other people that are dealing with them, I mean, you're not really liable to whatever they do either, right? So, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to be, I know, just in case in the future anybody come for liability or damage, and the towing companies, all the towing companies have to sign a form after they complete the job in order for them to get paid. So they all have to submit a form, and the form has, you know, terms and conditions. One of the terms and conditions is, you know, the towing company and driver are liable for all the damages. So just in case they don't want to take responsibility or take, you know, accountability for this, I'm just going to be invisible, just in case.
That's very smart.
Because they damaged. I'm the middleman. They should have, any towing company cannot operate in the U.S. without having actual insurance, you know?
Yeah. Oh, no, you're right. I mean, that's a smart way to do it. That's a smart way to do it, right? You got to protect yourself as
mm-hmm.
well. Absolutely. Okay, let me just take a look at your ad really quick. Did you get any calls yesterday? Let me see.
I got a call on Sunday. And then this older lady, I thought she was playing with me, but she said, I need a quote. I gave her the quote, and she said, I'll be doing Thursday. So I was like, okay, I'm one of the dispatchers. You could take my number. So I gave her the company other number, the local number. And
uh-huh.
then she called me yesterday. I thought she was a scammer. Because so nobody called that number, you know?
Okay.
And then I got her a tow. Yeah, I got her a tow.
Okay.
I called the customer 160. The towing company took $85. You know what I mean? It's crazy,
there
bro. I can make money more than the towing company itself. When they
Without a
truck. $80,000 truck. 33% goes to a driver of whatever the load.
That's
so
great.
It's good. It's just, I need volume. And I don't think the volume is in Dayton, bro. Because I begin one call in 2 days, 3 days. And I spend 30. So if I secure a call every 3 days, I get my money back, or 2 days. But it's not good. I don't need my money back. I need to, you know?
Want to make more. Yeah, of course.
Yes, and with this business, there is no way to make more unless you put more on ads. So if the money gone, it's gone. There is nothing you can bring it back.
Yeah, we just need to show up. We'll show up, you know, in good spots, right? Not irrelevant searches. That helps you make the most out of your money. I mean, if we go back from the 4th to the 6th, so 3 days, right? So to today, you spent $81, right? You spent, let's see, yesterday you spent $29.27. Wednesday spent $33.24. Wednesday you got 9 clicks. Thursday you got 7. Today so far you've had...
Oh, I got distracted. Did you say what? Can you repeat that, please?
Yeah. No problem.
Okay, so when the last time we talked, was Wednesday? That should be a Friday. You hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you. Last time we spoke was Wednesday, on the 4th, Wednesday afternoon.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Right. So let's say from that point till today, you've spent $19.44. Today you've had 4 clicks so far. Let's see what they searched. Tire repair mobile near me.
Why they call me? I got that.
Yeah, they clicked on it, yeah. And roadside assistance phone number. Search for that. See, you got 2 clicks on that. And then they search Sandy's Towing Vandalia, which I already added as a negative keyword. That's 3 out of the 4 clicks you've had today. Yesterday, the ad ran... All the way until 11 o'clock. Last click you got was around 3 o'clock, 2 to 3. And then from there, Last click you got was 6 to 7 in the afternoon. But it spent $29.
Okay.
Now, if we look at other businesses...
So today we're still 19, okay? Today you said?
yeah, today we're still at 19. We still have a good budget left. Now, as of so far as of today, let's say 937 towing has come up 21% of the time of the impressions. We are showing 12%. Dayton Tow Trucks, 20%. Iron Hook Towing, 17%. And we got Roadmaster Tows, 11%. You're above them, 12.7. So we're in the top five, essentially, for impression share in the area so far.
Okay. I might just switch it to Columbus in the near future. I'm relying on my friend. He give me low rates. You know, like nobody will give $85 for a tow. And now my friend did that yesterday, and I made, you know, $75.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm relying, because he got four trucks. He got one in Cincinnati, but Cincinnati is too big, so there's a high possibility of the tow to be away from his truck, wherever he is.
Mm-hmm.
You guys can come around if you want. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, at this point, we can make the adjustment at any point, right? But as of right now, the ad should be good. I'm just cleaning up the searches you've had today.
Give me 1 second, Ruben. I did not hear the last part, but just give me 1 second.
Uh-huh, no problem.
I'll call you back in 10.
Okay. Yeah. No problem. Thank you.